Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, it's Ficky Smith's Tape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Ficky Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. So Will Smith, he has a new song out right now. Mm-hmm. Have you guys heard it?
I have, actually.
I have not.
Okay, so it's a new song called Pretty Girls. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it was kind of getting destroyed online. Mm-hmm. But somebody came up with a solution to make it better. So it's a guy on Twitter by the name of Michael Christmas. Mm-hmm. Whose Twitter name is at Mickey Christmas, made a suggestion on how to make this song sound better. And I want to ask y'all this. Are you guys familiar on Twitter where you could kind of speed up a video or slow it down?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So Michael Christmas tweeted this. This is just a tempo issue. Mm-hmm. Speed it up to 1.25 or slow it down to 0.75 and watch. Much more fire song.
Okay, we got to hear this.
So I kind of want us to put our A&R hats on, and I want to give it a shot. I want to see which one is
better. I love this kind of stuff, by the way. Remember when we were doing all the songs that I was breaking down? I love messing
around with stuff like that. So here is the original version of Will Smith's song, Pretty Girls.
I like pretty girls, 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 girls. I love pretty girls, 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 girls. I like pretty girls, 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 girls. I love pretty girls, 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 girls. You don't gotta wait in line tonight. You're too fine for the line tonight. 5 plus 5, you a dime tonight. It's a full house, better play your cards.
Yeah, it's a no for me, dog. It's a no for me, dog.
So is it the lyrics or everything? Or
It's everything, but I mean.
Sounds like a college project. Like somebody who is a wannabe musician, entertainer, rapper, put together this for like a final exam.
It actually sound like to me if Will Smith never did any music and he was just the actor Will Smith.
Exactly.
Decided to make a, that's what it sound like. Exactly. It's like he forgot that he used to rap. Like he used to do this for a living.
That's true.
He
Shaq rapping.
He has so much like at his
Shaq
disposal.
Got a little more bars though.
100%.
It feels
like
what?
I'm like, you should have with all the money and studio time more access to have a better output than that. Mm-hmm. I say.
Yeah. So I want to play it slowed up real quick, slowed down, however you want to say. Mm-hmm. So here's the same song. Will Smith.
Is it Chopped and Screwed?
It's not. We ain't got time to do
that'd
all
make
that.
It better,
man.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe Chop Not Slop. My folks over there might do it, but here's it. Just slow down a little bit.
I like pretty girls, 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 girls. I love pretty girls.
Okay, there's a market improvement.
I would say better. Yeah, I would say better. I want to hear. Let's hear the next part.
All right. Next part of the song?
Yeah.
All right.
You don't gotta wait in line.
find the night.
Oh yeah,
it hits better. The lyrics are still gonna be problem.
Yeah,
once
yeah,
we get
100%.
To that part. But yeah. I mean, this definitely sounds better. It sounds more intentional. Somebody said, all right, so Gus and Katie, we gonna disagree here. From the 832, Will Smith's sing career. First of all, he called it sing career as opposed to, I mean, he was rapping.
Yeah.
They said he sucked then and it sucks now.
Mm.
I mean, the Fresh Prince had some jams. So,
yeah, some early hip hop stuff was cool. It's really debatable because the Will Smith, not Fresh Prince, but the Will Smith era, that was a little bit debatable because
like
people thought it was a little corny. But yeah. I thought it was fine. It wasn't cheesy
this. It was good.
Yeah, it was a little bit cheesy. So here is this sped up version. I want to hear see what y'all feel about this version.
I like pretty girls.
Nope.
I love pretty girls. I like pretty girls.
Nah, that's a no for me too.
I actually do like the sped up version because the bars actually sound better. Well, yeah. I mean, the delivery sounds better faster. The actual, again, the writing needs work. But I think 832 is right. It does sound like a song that should be featured on a show. Like, it sounds like a song that's made specifically for a television show.
Yeah.
Either as like an intro or like a background song in the club scene that they have.
Kix Rock says Miss Rachel slams harder than that.
Shout out to Miss Rachel.
I won't disagree.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a lot of experience with that.
Yeah.
This actually sound like a song probably like on a some type of TV show where they walk into a club.
Exactly.
Where they can't play no real music because it's licensed, so they got to make up something. And let's make a club type of song. But I kind of like the sped up version a little more. It kind of give you a little EDM feel to it. It got a little more bounce to it.
Either way, like whichever way that you put it, because, this is substandard.
Yeah. Nah, this is kind of sad a little bit, especially coming from Will Smith and what he accomplished over his career.
Yeah.
He was the first rapper to win a Grammy.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just look at all of that type of stuff. It's like, man, this is the best you got.
Why do you feel the need to do this is the question I have more than anything.
I don't know. It's ain't, man, like, I hope he don't have any money problems. And thinking this
one. Oh, I can't imagine.
I hope not. But I feel like a money grab trying to get some money. Now, let me get back to what I used to do back in the day. It's like, dog, just make some more movies, man. Yeah. You ain't gotta go down this route. But so which one? So
slow down.
Slow down. Yeah. Do you feel like, Reggie, slow down is better?
If
you had to put this song out.
Just
which
one
version?
Of them.
Yeah, just
I mean,
one
sped
of them.
Up because, I mean, you slow down. We got to get through the song as well. You want people to finish it. From the 281, though, this is a good point. Slow down the, you know, just kind of the chorus is better. Speeding up, like, once he gets to the actual verse.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know that you can merge those that go from slow to fast in that particular way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that's fair.
But is it fair to say that the other versions are better than the original one?
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
They're varying different degrees of cheeks.
It's crazy how that made a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That made
I'm
going to
start
difference.
Doing that now. If I don't like a song, just
what's
speed it up.
Something Christmas? I'm impressed with that guy.
Michael Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
is this just somebody's name on Twitter that you're saying, or is this like somebody that I should probably know?
I don't know. I don't know who that is, but his name on there is Michael Christmas. Gotcha. His Twitter name is Mickey Christmas.
Ah,
I think he do music too. So.
Oh, good. Well, good for Michael Christmas.
Yeah, so he got a good ear, man.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a mixtape in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. So I think this person should go to jail for maybe for like 2 hours.
For that song?
Well, nah, he probably got worse songs than that, to be honest. And I listened to his last album. I'm like, what are you doing?
Which mean his last album? When did he put out?
His recent album.
He put out recent music.
He did. And he I was so disappointed. Mm-hmm. I was so disappointed.
Okay.
But so this guy should probably spend like 2 hours in jail, maybe some community service. Mm-hmm. So, Lopez, you are familiar with a guy by the name of Jason Day.
Oh, yeah. The Aussie golfer.
Yeah, yeah. So, he was asked by reporters. So, apparently, he was walking around with a bag that was black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. And the reporter decided to ask him about this bag and if it meant something.
Your bag is yellow and black. You were wearing a Man of Steel outfit today. Is this an homage to the Pittsburgh Steelers?
You know what? No, unfortunately not. I do like the Steel. I do like Pittsburgh sports in general, even though I do live in Columbus, Ohio, and my favorite football team is the Cleveland Browns. Though I have a rivalry, my second favorite team is Pittsburgh, and I know I'm going to get a lot of slack for that. But, I do have the Pittsburgh colors on today, so I'll just leave it at that.
Now, jail might be a little too far.
Maybe not.
Should he do some community service for this? This is crazy.
It can't be that.
Okay. This don't even make sense.
It can't be that. Like
saying I'm tall and short.
Yeah, no. Are the Cleveland Browns the tall or the short there?
You pick.
All right.
I'll tell you exactly what this is. He's a Steelers fan, but he just lives in Ohio. We get that all the time right here. We get that all the time. Well, I'm a Texans fan, but I like Dallas too. Okay, you're a Cowboys fan. We get that all the time. When somebody tells me that, I like the Texans, but I also like the Cowboys. And I hear that a lot. I'm sure our listeners do too. That's all I need to know. You are a Cowboys fan that just doesn't want to admit it in this city. He's a Steelers fan.
That don't make any sense, man. That's like me saying, I'm an Ohio State fan, but I'm also a Michigan fan too. Like, you see how stupid that sounds?
Yes.
I know people that have households where they're nothing but Ohio State fans, and that one person in that household is a Michigan fan.
Yeah. Well, usually they became a Michigan fan because of them other people in that household. That's what happens. It's like, y'all Ohio State fans? Well, I'm going to talk trash in here.
But see, it's not like that all the time, though, man. Yeah. You always
Sometimes they are.
Yeah, and they got to stand their ground, man. They don't be sitting there rooting for both.
Yeah.
I try not to police people's fandom. Because, people come to fandom in different ways. But I feel like if that's, direct rivalries, being on both sides is kind of crazy. Unless you have, a very specific reason, like, my mom went to one school, my dad went to the other one, or something like that, right?
Yeah.
It just felt like he was like, they cool, but this is my team over here. Like, it didn't feel like there was a good reason, which feels very much like I work in a sport where I would like as many people to like me and watch my tournaments as possible.
He wants to stay in Ohio with no flack. Nah. He's a Steelers fan.
Hey, it sounds, and his accent kind of give it away too, but it sounds like he's not from this country.
Well, thanks.
I'm trying. Y'all are the soccer experts.
He's Australian. Yeah.
What are some rivalry soccer teams over in Europe?
I'm a Liverpool fan, but I also like Chelsea. No.
I was going to say Everton is probably more direct, but I mean, that has been, I mean, Manchester United, Manchester City is going to be an obvious one. Barcelona and Real Madrid is going to be a huge one.
Yeah, that's the best one.
You know, I mean, I'm a Barcelona, or I'm a Real Madrid fan, but you know, Messi, you know, over there. Even, and you know what? Even that would be a little bit like, if he was like, I'm a Browns fan, but I got a huge level of respect for TJ Watt or something like that. That'd be a little different than, but I also like the Steelers. That just feels
he
like,
said the Steelers are my second favorite team.
And let's not bury the fact that he was wearing yellow and black.
Yes, and tried to say, oh no, that had nothing to do with it.
All right, so can I ask you guys this? Because this came in on the text line again, 713-572-4610. They said they hate the people that are like, I'm a Texas sports fan. So just Rangers.
Also like McClain.
Like McClain.
I'm just glad a team from Texas is winning.
Are you in that? Because it's the funny thing is like people are in that, but then there will be people that root for like the SEC and everything or something like that. Like how far does
I'm
this go?
I'm definitely not that person.
You're not a Big Ten or bust?
Nah. I mean, I salute the Big Ten for, you know, making a run, but I'm not rooting it. Michigan. I wasn't rooting for Michigan to win.
No. Yeah, but that's direct rival, right? I'm not going to expect that from you. But like, let's say for some reason Ohio State is out of something, but Maryland is over here doing it. I don't know what competition Maryland would be.
Yeah,
doing, but I just wanted to throw something out there that would be inoffensive, or like Northwestern or something.
I will root for them if they're the underdog. If it's like a good underdog story or something like that. But like even this year, I wouldn't root for Indiana.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a damn about Indiana. And that was somewhat of an underdog story.
Big
a little
time.
Not somewhat. Yeah. They had never won that many. Was it? Did they win 12? Did they win 11 or 12? Like, they had never done that in their lives.
Yeah, I was sitting there like, I want Indiana to win. I don't give a damn about Indiana.
To me, it varies. I'm just glad a team from Texas is in it.
You didn't have to do the voice.
It's also like, is it a team that I like? Like, I remember when Baylor... I don't know if it was the year they won the national championship or were making a run. I liked that Baylor team, and I was kind of pulling for Baylor. And you know, they're somewhat of a rival. They're not in the SEC anymore. So I was pulling for them. I remember the big one, and I speaking of taking a lot of flack for it, 05, VY. I was pulling for Texas in that. And here he is. haven't pulled for him since or before.
Yeah. It kind of got a little tricky. I think it was the 2020 Super Bowl. Where you had, I think it was Cincinnati and the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of Browns fans. It was pretty much divided because they're like, oh, we should root for Cincinnati. And everybody was like, no, you don't root for no, we don't rock with Cincinnati at all. What you rooting for Cincinnati for?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it don't matter if they're in the same state. These two different cities.
Yeah.
And we in the same division. So, And then me personally, I like Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow is cool going back to the LSU days.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of rooting for Joe Burrow, but I don't really care about Cincinnati. I don't care about nothing in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. It wouldn't have broken my heart, you know, if Baylor lost or Texas had lost. But I'm just saying, I kind of like those teams.
Have you ever found yourself in a place, though, where, like, you know what the right answer should be for you, and then you're in the game, and you're like, oh, no, I'm actually rooting for a team. Like,
oh, all the time.
There's a lot of times where we say, no, I'm rooting for this team, and then you're actually in the game.
Then
and
you
find out what you actually are rooting for because you're like, damn, why did I not like that? Oh, I'm actually rooting for the other team. My bad.
Yeah, no, I say that all the time. A lot of times when I'm watching a game, I don't know exactly who I'm going to be pulling for until I sit down and you start feeling it, you know?
How do you feel about the people that say they're Texans fans, but they also root for the Titans, who used to be here?
You're a Titans fan. Same thing. You just don't want to admit it. Just like Jason Day.
Yeah, that one feels like a bridge too far because there's multiple levels of that used to be the Oilers and they took the team. They're also in division as a rival with your team currently. And on that same, like, because again, we talk about the Houston Dallas, which is just, that's just something else, right? That is life rivalry as opposed to
just Houston Dallas, period.
But then Houston Dallas when it comes to Texans Cowboys, or like you mentioned, Cincinnati and Cleveland when it comes to Bengals and Browns. At least those are in different divisions and different conferences. Titans, Texans, it's the same damn division. You can't be on the same page there.
Well, the Browns and Bengals in the same division too.
Which makes it kind of tough. Yeah,
too.
So that one shouldn't happen either.
Honestly, and that's the same thing.
I rest my case.
Yeah, and I say that because I know some Ravens fans that just became Ravens fans because that used to be the Browns organization. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much the same thing with the Titans.
Yeah.
And you got some of them like, yeah, you know, I'm cool with the Browns. Mm-hmm. I don't mind them, but, you know, I'm more of a Ravens fan because, you know.
Then you're a Ravens fan.
I'm just like, man, come on, man.
There's a lot of John McClane slander in this segment, I got to admit. Sorry, John, love you. All right, that is Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media.
So Jason Day should be in jail for 2 hours.
I'll give him that.
I mean,
just 2 hours, man.
I ain't saying you got Columbus, Ohio.
I ain't saying you got to go to prison or anything like that. Just sit in a cell for two hours. That's it, man.
We just got to take a couple hours for that.
Think about what you said.
Can't trust those people, says Case Rocks. All right, at the Figgy Fig on social media, if you see something mixtape worthy, let him know. He'll see. Shout you out and make you famous. I guess I don't know if that's how that works, but whatever. All right, in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. We get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But with the KD watch that we've been continually doing, I kind of want to figure out what's the best space for him to land. And not just from the perspective that you're thinking of. What would be the best of the of his suitors for his legacy? 713-572-4610. Is it Houston? Let's do that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.